The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 12 and 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 6, 1969, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community in West Virginia.
Sri Chaitanya Mano Vrishtyam Papitam Jena Bhutalesh Sang Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Samadantitam. He Krishna Karna Shindo Dina Mando Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskati. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Nishkarnam appachito bhava bodhitam nasupati gyanam malang niranjanam. Kutah puna sasad abhattam isare nachartitam karma jadapakaranam. Now, Vyasadeva is discussing different kinds of literature. So, he has explained that any literature, however nicely prepared from rhetorical point of view or poetical, metaphorical, grammatical, but if there is no information of the absolute truth, such literatures are useless and no saintly person will take any interest in such literature. They give it up, just like the swans. They do not take pleasure in a place where the crows can take place. As there is distinction between the crows and the swans, even in the bird's kingdom, or even in the animal kingdom, you will find always different kinds of varieties of birds and beasts. They live together. Similarly, those who are saintly persons, those who are Krishna conscious persons, their taste is different from the persons who are just like crows. Crows are interested in things charvita charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj says, chewing the chewed. Already it has been chewed, and if somebody wants to try it, let me see what is the taste there. It is useless labor only. So this material world is going on the system of chewing the chewed. Just like a person, he has done very good business, amassed money, and sense gratification he has done. But he is not satisfied. But still, he will induce his sons and grandsons to the same business. He has experienced that in this way life is not very pleasing. I have not satisfied myself. But still, why I am engaging my sons and grandsons to the same business, chewing the chew? But because they have no better information. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durasayade bahirathamane. Prahlad Maharaj advised his father, atheistic father. He said, when his father inquired, my dear boy, where you got all these ideas? He was perfect devotee and the father was perfect atheist. He said, status is cannot be achieved without being favored by a pure devotee. Naishangvati stavad rukramangring. Rukramangring, angri means lotus feet. Nobody can be interested to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because to become interested in the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead means to become liberated. Anartha upagamam yadartha anartham. Anartham means unnecessary. We are creating unnecessary necessities of life and becoming entangled. This is material life. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, interested in Krishna, then he becomes detestful. What is the use? Just like our brahmacharis, our devotee, they can lie down flat on the ground. They don't require any nice bedstead or cushion, because the life is so molded. They think, well, I have to take some rest, and this way and that way, why should I bother about that? Yes. That is the sign of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means bhakti parashanubhava virakti annatra syat. Those who have no taste of Krishna consciousness, they are trying to be happy by unnecessarily increasing the material demand. Because they have no other information. But as soon as one is engaged in devotional service of Krishna, parishanubhuti, he releases some transcendental pleasure, and as a result of that, these nonsensical pleasure becomes insignificant. That is the test. A devotee cannot be equally interested with material pleasure and transcendental pleasure. No. Virakti. Then Bhagavad Gita also says that parang dishtyani vartate. Just like in a hospital, a diseased person is forced not to accept a certain type of foodstuff. He has the desire. He has the desire to take such food, just like a typhoid patient suffering from typhoid. Doctor says that you cannot take any solid food. A little liquid food you can take. But he has the desire to take this solid food. Oh, doctor has asked me not to take such food, all right, what can I do? But he has got the desire. But a devotee, he hasn't got to be forced, just like the physician asked him, don't do this. He automatically does so. Why? Parang dhishtani vartate. He has seen and he has tasted something better for which he doesn't like to take anymore this abominable taste. That is bhakti parishana. That means when we become detestful such abominable things, then we should know that we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. The test is in your hand. You haven't got to ask anybody, do you think I am increasing in Krishna consciousness? Well, you can understand exactly in the same way. If you are hungry, and if you are eating, you know by eating how much your hunger is satisfied, how much you are feeling strength, how much you are feeling pleasure. You haven't got to ask anybody. Similarly, if anybody increases his Krishna consciousness, the test will be that he will be disinterested with all material pleasures. That is test. Just like Jamuna Chat, he was emperor. He was emperor, and his standard of living was very high. Standard of living, materialistic standard of living means high standard of living, as well as unrestricted enjoyment of wine and woman, that's all. That is the standard. So he was addicted to all these habits, he was king. At his command everything is good. If a man is rich, four things will be at his command. Wine, woman, gold and gambling. At his command. Yes. So therefore, these are the places, allotted to Kali by Parikshit Maharaj. Therefore, a person who is desirous of advancing in Krishna consciousness, he should take care. So that Damanacharya later on became a great devotee. So he happened to be the spiritual master of Ramanujacharya. Became a great devotee, Damanacharya. And Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava. So he writes, very nice, these are practical experience of the acharyas. Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padaravinde nava nava dhama rantumasi. He was, in his previous life, very extravagant. So he says that since I have taken to Krishna consciousness and I am enjoying daily new transcendental pleasure, being advancing myself in that science, the result is, tadavadi, from that day, since that day, batanari sangame, because he was accustomed to associate with women very much. So now, simply by thinking of this womanly association, means sex life, he is a bhavati mukho vikaro bushushtu nishtibancho. Oh, my face immediately began to turn. What nonsense I used to do. So, this bhakti, this Krishna consciousness, the taste is there. The more you become advanced, the more you become no more any interest in this material place. So, ordinary literature, they are full with all this Gramma Katha. There is man and woman's behavior. That is good literature. There is a hero, there is a heroine. So, those who are saintly persons, they do not take interest. So, Narada was advising that you have written this Mahabharata, that's all right, it's a great epic history, but the mostly history means the ordinary dealings of the worldly man. So what benefit there is? That is nothing. Yeah. No saintly person will take interest. Actually, this Mahabharata was written by by Vyasadeva for giving instruction, Vedic instruction to the less intelligent class of men. He has given introduction. Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Traina Suti Gochara. The Vedic knowledge is difficult to be understood by these classes of men and women. Sri Shudra, Shudra class, woman class, Sri Shudra, and Dijabandhu. And Dijabandhu means born in high family, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but their behavior is different, like Shudra. They cannot understand Vedas. Therefore there is restriction that the Shudras cannot read Vedas. They are restricted. So therefore Mahabharata was written by Vyasadeva. But Narada says that this kind of literature will not appeal to the saintly devotees. So you write something for the satisfaction of the saintly devotees. And he is giving the instruction that even such literature is written in broken language, not in the proper way, from grammatical point of view, from poetic point of view, from rhetorical. Still, because such literature is full with glorification of the Supreme Lord, the saintly person, they accept it, they hear it, and they chant it. Then he says, Naiskarnamapi Achyuta Bhavabhut. Achyuta, Achyuta means Krishna. Krishna's name is Achyuta. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says to Krishna, Senaya Ruvayan Madhe Ratasthapaya Me Achyuta. He's addressing Krishna as Achyuta. Achyuta means not, and Chuta means fall down. So, God never falls down. Therefore, God's name is Achyuta. The Mayavad philosopher says that God has become man, complicated in Maya, being illusion. But God is Achyuta. God never falls down. Then what is the meaning of this Achyuta? If God falls down, becomes under the clutches of Maya, then Maya is greater than God. Then how God is great? That is the fallacy of their argument. They say that I am God, but now I am under the clutches of Maya. As soon as Maya will be cleared, then I am again God. But they cannot answer the question, say, why you are God, why you are under the clutches of Maya, how you fall down? That answer there is none. Because God is great, Achyuta, he never falls down. Then how he can fall down? If he falls down under the clutches of Maya, then Maya becomes great, not God great. Anyway, Vyasadeva, Narada says that even jnanam niranjanam. Niranjanam means anjana. Anjana means ointment or designation, something covering. So niranjanam, if one is elevated in knowledge, then he becomes freed from this designated life. Our material life is anjana life. Or designated life. Anjana, just like we decorate. I think I wrote one article in my Back to Godhead in India. Decoration of the dead body. This material qualification means decoration of the dead body. Actually, the body is dead. But there are certain men who wants to decorate this dead body. In India also, still the custom is that lower class men, when some of their relative die, I hear that here also they do so. They decorate the dead body very nicely. Here also the same system is there. So, Shastra says, what is the meaning of this decoration? What benefit the man who is dead, what benefit he is getting? Suppose you make his lips very smiling, but actually that man is smiling. Similarly, in India also, the cobbler class men, during their life, they will dress very wretchedly, not spend money, but after death, they'll purchase some velvet and cover the body and very nicely decorate, and with band party, they'll leave the dead body. Apranashahi dehasar mannanang lokaranjanam. So it may be very much pleasing to the relatives. Just like the dead body is decorated, the sons of that dead body may seem that, oh, my father is mine. But he does not know where his father has already gone. So this material civilization is just like decorating the dead body. This body is dead. That is a fact. So long the soul is there, it is working, it is moving. Just like your coat, it is dead. But so long it is on your body, it appears the coat is moving. The coat is moving. But if somebody is very much astonished, oh, how nice the coat is moving. He does not know the coat cannot move. The coat is dead. But because the man is there who is putting on the coat, therefore the coat is, the pant is moving, the shoe is moving, the hat is moving. Similarly, this body is dead. It is numbered. This dead body will remain for such and such time. That is called duration of life. But people are interested with this dead body. Exactly like the cobbler class or this decorating man. So decoration of the dead body. Apranasahi. Apranasa means dead. Apranasahi mannanang lokaranjanam. Lokaranjana, which is very pleasing to the relatives, that's all. So similarly, to get liberation, niranjanam. Niranjanam means to get out of this so-called decoration of the dead body, one requires to acquire knowledge. So, Nara says, naskarnam api achyuta bhava bhajjitam nasovati jnanam along niranjanam. Before the deity, nothing. That even there is advanced knowledge for getting liberation. And if there is no mention of achyuta, achyuta bhava, achyuta bhava means bhakti, achyuta bhava. Just like here in this temple, there is achyuta bhava. Achyuta bhava means Krishna consciousness. There may be another room in the neighborhood, but the difference between this room and that room, here the atmosphere is achyuta bhava, Krishna consciousness. The other room is not there. Similarly, Nara says, in high elevated discussions of knowledge, how to get out of this designated or decorated body to self-realization platform, spiritual realization. But if that is achyuta bhava bhajjita, if there is no mention of Krishna consciousness, Vyasadeva Nara said nasovate, that does not look very well. Therefore, the devotees, they are not very much interested with the dry philosophical speculation. Because there is no achyuta bhava. There is no Krishna consciousness. They have been described as bhak chaturjam, simply jugglery of words, mayavadi philosophical speculation. That must be achyuta. We have got sufficient philosophy. But it is plus Krishna consciousness. That is the difference, Mayavad philosophy and our philosophy. We are discussing also, the Bhagavad, each line is full of philosophy. Each line, practical philosophy. But there is achyuta bhava, Krishna, Krishna consciousness. That is the beauty. And Bhagavad Gita is full of philosophy. But there is Krishna in the center. This philosophy is not dry. Other philosophies, they are simply dry. Because that is without Krishna. You'll find Buddha philosophy or Mayavad philosophy or Jain philosophy. The philosophy was simply dry. There is no God consciousness, there is no Krishna consciousness. So here it is condemned that naiskannam api achyuta bhava bhajjitam nasovade. It does not look very well. It is not first class philosophy. Then what to speak of those who are karmis? The philosopher class, they are better than the karmis. Because they are searching after something. Making research by knowledge. But the karmis, they are simply satisfied just like animals. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as mula. Murha. Navanga prapadante murha. Murha means ass. The kurnis have been described as ass. Whole day working. A beast of burden. Simply, unnecessarily, they have piled up on their back so many work. They have no more interest. Nothing, no more interest. Neither philosophy, nor Krishna, nor... Simply work hard and get some money and enjoy in eating, sleeping and netting. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. That is there. That is, they are called karmis. So, Narada says that even great philosophers who are trying to elevate themselves in this self-realization platform, if that sort of philosophy is achyuta-bhava-varjita, without Krishna consciousness, that does not look well. That is not first-class philosophy. Philosophy should be to search out Krishna. That is philosophy. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. What is the Vedic knowledge searching after? Krishna says, searching me, aham. Ahameva vedyam. I am the ultimate goal to understand. In another place, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janvanamanti jnanavan maanga prabhadat. Those who are actually philosophers, actually wise and attained wisdom, and after many, many births, research work is very good. But the end of research work is Krishna. Therefore, after many, many births, if one is actually wise and attained wisdom, then he finds Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvani. He finds that Vasudeva Krishna is everything. But some Hatma Sudurlava, but such kind of great soul is very rare. These are the statements of Bhagavad Gita. So the karmis, they are murhas. They are not wise. Unless one is wise, he cannot surrender unto Krishna. That Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Krishna je bhaje sevara chatur. Chatur means very intelligent. Only the first class intelligent men in the human society, they can take to Krishna consciousness. Not even second class. Or what to speak of the third class. The third class men are karmis. The second class men are philosophers, and the first class men are devotees. So, Narada says, Jayana sobhati jnanamalam niranjanam kutapuna sasad abhadram ishar na chayapitam karma. Then what to speak of the karmis? Their whole life is abhadra. Abhadra means abominable. Just like when earning money, I want to earn, say, millions of dollars. So I have to make plan. I have to go to black market, this and that, so many things. Then if I earn money, then how to invest it to make it double? And then how to keep it? Which bank I shall keep it so that my money will be safe? How I shall distribute it? So abhadra. Abhadra means the whole procedure is simply abominable, beginning to the end. Karmis. Simply full of anxiety. How to earn money, how to distribute it, how to keep it, how to spend it, how to utilize it. Therefore, it is advised that saintly persons, those are, they should have earned money. As soon as money is great maya, as soon as it comes in my position, then the same thing will come. How to utilize it, how to do it, how to do that, how to do that. So, Sridhar Swami says that evam bhuta api jnanam achyuta bhava vajita chet alam attata naso bhati. तदा सत्सत्साधनकाले फलकाले च अभद्रम दुःखरूपं यत् कामम्. लस्ट, वी रिक्वायर मनी फॉर फुलफिलिंग अवर लस्ट. सो इट इज बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग टू द एंड इट इज अबाउंडिंग. जदपकतचेति चकारस्य अन्नय. सो देयरफॉर वी शुड एम्प्लॉय अवर मनी फॉर अच्युत, फॉर कृष्ण. Then it will be nice. Otherwise, it will be simply abandoned. How money can be utilized for Krishna? How? If somebody says it is the same money, how by spending it for Krishna consciousness it become nice? The question may be raised. The money is the same. How you say that when it is employed in Krishna consciousness business, it is nice, and when it is not employed, it is bad. Money is the same. The reply is there. Bhagavad says. What is that reply? Na chikitsitam. The example is given, just like milk. If you take, milk is very nice, food, but if you take more, then there will be disorder of the bile. If you, by greediness, you take more milk, then there will be bowel complaint. Then, when there is bowel complaint, you go to a physician, then he gives you prescription, another milk prepares. What is that? Jugaad. If you say to the physician, well, I am suffering by taking milk preparation, and you are giving another milk preparation, how it will be cured? No, it will be cured. Similarly, this material world, there is a different type of use. As soon as you use it for your sense gratification, you will be affected with material disease. And if you use it for Krishna consciousness, it will elevate you to the liberated condition. Just like the same example, in your disease condition, if you go on again taking milk preparation as it is, then it will increase your bile complaint. But if you take in another form and prasadam under the direction of the authority, then the same thing, the same enjoyment, this material will elevate you to the liberated state. So, we should employ, without Krishna, either philosophy, or the karma, or jnana, or yoga, they are useless. So Narada says that you should write books simply describing about Achyuta, or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. He says, Atho Mahabhaga, भवान अमोघद्रिक सुचिस्वा सत्तरतो धृतव्रत उरुक्रमस्य खिलवन्द मुक्तये समाधिना अनुस्मरत द्विजेष्टि. नाउ यू आर महाभाग, यू आर मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट मैन. व्यासदेव इज नॉट ऑर्डिनरी. जस्ट सी, नारद इज हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. ही इज नॉट ऑर्डिनरी मैन. एंड बिसाइड्स दैट ही इज टेकन एज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड. महाभाग. अतो महाभाग भवान अमोघद्रिक. योर विजन इज विदाउट एनी सीन, बिकॉज ही हैज डेडिकेटेड हिज लाइफ टू प्रेजेंट द वैदिक लिटरेचर फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ द ह्यूमन सोसाइटी, दैट दे हैव फॉरगॉटन गॉड कृष्णा, लेट मी हेल्प. दैट फॉर हिज ट्राइंग टू गिव दिस वैदिक लिटरेचर. दैट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ ऑल लिबर्टी to give literature, so that people may take benefit out of it. Just like about the Goswamis, it is stated about the Goswamis, nana shastra vicharanai kanipunau saddharma sanasthapakau lukanang hitakarinau trivani mannau saranyakarau मन्दे रूप सनातन रघुजुगौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ. सिक्स गोस्वामी They engage themselves in literally what? Nana Sastra Vicharanga. That you'll find in Rupa Goswami's books. Oh, how many references are there? From Puranas, from Vedas, from this literature, that literature. Highly great scholars. So, that is one of the duty we have given. The least of qualification of devotee, one of the qualifications is poetic. Poetic means not right poetry. Poetic means literary man. They must give literature. Naturally they will. That is the nature of devotee. Because without literature, how can we enlighten the people at large? My Guru Maharaj used to say that this press is Brihat Mridanga. Brihat means bigger. At large, bigar mridanga, bigar. Just like we are playing mridanga. This mridanga can be vibrated in the neighboring quarter. But our mridanga back to Godhead, that will go far, far away. So therefore, this press was considered by my Guru Maharaj as brihat mridanga, he said. I will find in the picture there is this mridanga and press. He was very much fond of press. In the very beginning of his this life, he started one press. He'll find in his life a small press. So this press propaganda, this literary propaganda, is required because it is not sentiment. Krishna consciousness is not sentiment. It is not that some sentimental people have gathered here and dancing and chanting. No. There is background. There is philosophical background. There is theological understanding. It is not blind or sentimental. So therefore, Narada advises Vyasadeva that you are not only fortunate, but you are amoghadrik. Your vision is perfect because you are liberated. Amogha. Our vision. We are not perfect. Therefore you will find in Vedic version Anusunyat, Anubarnayet, Anu. Anu means following. Follow. We have to follow the acharyas. Just like Vyasadeva. Amoghadrik. His vision is without any impediment. There are four kinds of impediments for the conditioned soul. What are those? That we are subjected to commit error. Any man will commit error because he is conditioned. He will be illusion and he will try to cheat and his senses are imperfect. These four. Imperfectness of a conditioned soul. Anywhere, you take any great man, any big man, he has got these four imperfections. Therefore, without liberated man, you cannot get real knowledge. Therefore, you find even the so-called scientist, astrologer, and the astronomer, or the studying this nature, perhaps it might be because they have no clear vision. And another scientist comes and changes. But you will find in the Vedic literature everything clear understanding. Just like the Vedic literature says, the division of the living entities. Jalaja Anabalakhani. Accurate number is that there are 900,000 species of life in the water. Accurate. They might have said 1 million or 800,000. No. 900,000. Because it's accurate. Amoghadri. They have been blessed. How it has been acquired? The same process. Parampara. Amoghadri. If you receive knowledge from the person who is liberated, then it is all right. So, Vyasadeva is a liberated person, amoghadri. He is amoghadri, bhavan amoghadri. suchisrava, and your behavior is pure. Suchisrava. You have heard the Vedic knowledge from right sources, from pure sources, suchisrava. Sattarata. Sattarata means you are dedicated to the absolute truth. These are the qualifications. One must be liberated, one must be pure, one must be dedicated to the service of the Lord, and dhitabrataha, and one must be determined. Then he can do something to the human society. Not a conditioned soul by whims he can manufacture something that I can do something to the human. It is not possible. Here are the qualifications. Atha mahabhago bhagavan amobhadrik suchisrava sattarata dhitabhataha urukramasya akhilam bandhamuktai. If you actually deserve to get this suffering humanity to become liberated from all kinds of material bondage, then samadhina, in samadhi, in trance, samadhina, anusmara, here the same thing, anusmara, as I told you before, anu. Anu means falling. Just like Vasudev, even after so many qualifications, he has a spiritual master, Narada. Not that because he is incarnation of God, not that because he is so learned, so great scholar, and suchisrava, and dedicated his life for the benefit of the human society, so many good qualifications. Still, you see, practically, he has got a spiritual master, and Narada, and he is giving instruction. So this is necessary. Therefore it is said, samadhinams, don't manufacture your meditation. Samadhi, this trance, by meditation cannot be attained by something manufacturing. Oh no, just follow the great predecessor, Acharya. Samadhina anusmara tad vicheshtitam. Tad means the achyuta. Achyuta, the activities of the law. Therefore we have to learn Krishna consciousness through the disciplic succession. Our sampradaya, the Gaudiya sampradaya, is also in the same line, Narada Vyasadeva. Narada is the disciple of Brahma. It is therefore called this sampradaya. This party is called Brahma sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Brahma sampradaya. Originally from Brahma. Brahma instructed Narada. You'll find in Bhagavata, Brahma is instructing Narada. Now you see, Narada is instructing Vyasadeva. Similarly, Vyasadeva instructed Madhavani. The Madhavani, by disciple succession, Madhavendrapuri. The Madhavendrapuri instructed Isharpuri. Isharpuri instructed Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya instructed the six Goswamis. The six Goswamis instructed Krishnadas Kavidas. Krishnadas instructed Narottamdasa. Narottamdasa is Vishnachakur. Vishnachakur is Jagannathwas. In this way there is a clear line of disciplic succession. So that is recommended here. The samadhina. Samadhina, meditation, anusmara. Don't manufacture your meditation. Just like there are so many meditators. They have manufactured their own way of meditation. And that is not recommended. Anusma. Anu means follow. You become thoughtful, you think, but taking the instruction from higher authority. Just like Arjuna is taking instruction from Krishna, he's thinking whether I shall fight or not fight. So you become thoughtful, that's very nice. But don't be thoughtful without accepting a spiritual master. That thoughtfulness will not help you. Because you are conditioned. You have got the four kinds of defects. So that defect will not, simply by becoming philosopher, speculator, will not help. Athapite deva chirangavichinna. You cannot understand God for millions and millions of thinking. No, it is not possible. Panthasu koti satavasra sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana. That is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Munipunga. Munipunga means the greatest of all thoughtful men. Muni means mental speculator. And punga means first class, the highest, topmost. Punga. So, if such thoughtful speculators go on speculating about understanding God, how vayurathapi manasu, in the speed of, in the velocity of air and mind, not Sputnik. A Sputnik can run, your mechanical can run, say, 18,000 miles per hour. But the air, that can run still more quicker, and the mind can run still more quicker. So, here it is recommended that if one is seated not on the ordinary aeroplane, but the aeroplane of air, the yogis can do that. The yogis know how to rise on the aeroplane of air, and they can immediately transfer to any planet. Bayu rathapi. There were planes made of air. Yeah, just like now we have manufactured the planes, the iron or aluminium. But there are planes of air. And similarly, there are planes of mind. You see? So that these are explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Vayu rathapi manaso manipangavanam. And manufactured by greatest, stalwart thinker or scientist. And it's going in the speed. But many, many thousands of years, still you cannot reach where is Krishna Lo. Panthastu koti satavasta sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu manipungavanam sapastija prapadasimna abhichintata. They still, just like when you go to the, by aeroplane, above the cloud, we see still the sky is unlimited. That is our experience. Still the sunshine is unlimited and we do not know where is the sun. Similarly, if one goes on the plane of mind and air and try to find out the absolute truth, it is not possible. Even many, many years, still it remains avichinta tatta, still inconceivable. But this process, if you take anuvarna, if you take the process of, just like the same example, as I told you, that there are 900,000 species of life in the world. Now, if you make research, it is impossible for you. Whether actually, if you want to know by experimental knowledge, let me see how far this Vedic instruction is right, that there are 900,000 species of you. Whatever experience you have got, it is not even 1,000 species of life we have seen. But there are 900,000 species of life. But if you accept this Vedic knowledge, then your knowledge is there. Immediate. The thing is that we have to take knowledge from the perfect. Then even it is very difficult, but the knowledge is there. Even it is very difficult. Just like we are taking knowledge from Krishna by our own effort, by the plane of mind and plane of air, we cannot reach where is Krishna Loka. But Krishna says that madjajinopi jantimam, those who are my devotees, they can reach to my planet. So at least we know that Krishna has got a planet, and if we take to devotional service, then we can go. Then why not try? There is no loss. But if there is such gain that we can go to Krishna law, so why not take to a Krishna consciousness moment, simply chanting and dancing and taking prasada? Is it a very difficult job? The authority is Krishna. It is confirmed by Vasudev. It is confirmed by Narada. is confirmed. Therefore, Arjuna says that, Krishna, whatever you are speaking in the Bhagavad Gita, I accept in toto. That is Tadiyamalya. I do not select this person is nice. Or the kukkutimna. The back person is nice, it is giving the hen daily one egg, it is very nice. And the mouth person is expensive, cut it. The fool does not know if you cut this person, that person will be stopped. So all these ordinary commentators, just like Gandhi, he wanted to prove his non-violence somewhere or other from Bhagavad Gita. How he can prove? This is the same thing, that he was finding out if there is something. Simply cutting the head, if I can get egg. That is not possible. That is not, if you have to accept Bhagavad Gita, just like Arjuna says, sarvameva amritam manne jadvadasi Keshava. My dear Krishna, Keshava, whatever you are saying, I accept in total. And this is confirmed by such authorities like Bhivala, Vyasa, Oshita. It's not that because we are friends I am accepting you, but I know it is confirmed by such great authorities like Narada, Oshita, Vyasa. So we have to follow. This is called anu. Anu means falling. Therefore, it is recommended by Narada that samadhina anusmara. You try to understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by samadhi, by trance, meditation, by following the instruction of me or predecessors like that. This is the way. That's all. Mm-hmm.